Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his ladder, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us. Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Robux. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 23, and today is Tuesday, November the 3rd of 2015, and the time is 11 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with part two of the series entitled Your Energy Signature. Everyone has an energy signature. Your energy signature is the signature of your body. It is the energy of your body. It is the quantum physics that make up this phenomenon that we call energy or entity. It is the psychological and the physiological function of your entire human anatomy. And so you set off a vibe, a frequency, a wave or vibration. Everywhere you go, there's a particular vibe. There's a wave or vibration. There's a particular way you vibe. When you meet somebody, you either vibe with them or you don't. when you meet your soulmate, you either vibe with them on a soul level, on a heart chakra level. So the science of quantum physics exists because it is the understanding of the systems of the human body, your digestive system, your nervous system, your skeletal system, and your circulatory system. Each one of these systems make up your organism. So instead of having orgasms, you should be focusing on your organism. Let me say that again. Instead of focusing on orgasms, you should be focusing on your organism. Let me say that again. I'm guilty. I'm numero uno. I spend too much time focusing on orgasms instead of focusing on my organisms, my organs, which make up my frequency, which makes me very strong from a vibrational point of view, or makes me very weak from a vibrational point of view. So from a vibrational point of view, we must understand that you, my brothers and sisters, are a vibrational being. As such, you let off a frequency or a wave or a vibration. So at each level of your systems, it's made up of cells. These cells have neurons. Now, during the evening show at 7 p.m., we're breaking down the metaphysics of eternal life. You can't have eternal life if your systems are jacked. And so while you are here on Earth, you must understand that every molecule, every atom, has a subatomic particle. These subatomic particles are packets of energy called quanta or quantum. The Bible calls it a force or a photon or a package of light or Christ. So to the degree that your Christ consciousness expands is the degree that your signature expands. So your energy signature is your understanding of the five systems inside of the body. And if you don't understand that these five systems, because the scripture says that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach or the Holy Spirit? So your body is the temple that God dwells in. God is going to regenerate. He's going to regene your body. That's what we are discussing when we're talking about the metaphysics of eternal life. If you haven't paid, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation so you can join us and you can get the 200-page book and the 15 hours of breaking down your energy signature. Now, your energy signature is made up of the 12 strands of your DNA. If you do not have that series, you need to get that series as well. It's available at my website. The 12 strands of your DNA is known as the double helix of your RNA and your DNA. So John chapter 11, verse 9 says, there are 12 hours in a day. 12 hours in a day. There's 12 strands in the light. There's 12 strands in your DNA. 12 strands in a day. When one must work, worship is work. Work is worship. Focus, discipline, order. You got 12 strands of your DNA that must be focused. John 11:9. If a man walks in the daytime, he will not stumble. In order for you to not stumble, you got to take the 12 strands of your DNA, you have to activate it, and you have to worship. You have to work. You have to find your dear career, your purpose, your mission. Why is daytime? So that way you don't get lost. You don't stumble. You don't make the mistakes that I've made. John 11:9 says, because he shall see the light of the world. Who is the light of the world? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He didn't say, I created it. He says, I am it. What is light? A photon. What is photon? A package of light. What is a package of light? A package of light is your what is called, inside of my book, toroidal energy. And so you are a single standing column of waveform energy. This is the mist story. This is the mystery. So those 12 hours that it's talking about in John 11, we're going to break that down later on tonight at 7 p.m. Those are the 12 astrological signs in the solar system. Those are the 12 biological strands inside of your DNA. And if we don't understand, my brothers, that's why Yahushua had 12 disciples. That's why there's 12 months in a year. The mystery of the metaphysics of the number 12, I've already done the show. It's available for free on my website, blogtalkradio.com/masterteacher33. So what is toroidal energy? Well, according to scientist and philosopher Arthur Young, the toroidal energy is what is called a torus. So a torus is the only energy pattern that is self-sustaining. It's like a donut. It's a donut with a hole in it. All of the most violent energy sources, tornadoes, smoke rings, whirlpool and water, those are what is called a torus, a toroidal energy. So in my book that I published about, a couple of years ago, toroidal energy, you are a toroidal energy field. Anyone listening to this show, today only, that does not have a copy of that book, email me at masterteacher33.com. I will let you have that book for today only for $20. That book normally sells for $200. It's on my website for $200. Anyone listening to the show today, right now, that do not have my book, Toroidal Energy. Energy is either Taurus, Horus, or Horus. That's what you're doing with your energy. Your signature, you are a spiritual whore. W-H-O-R-U-S. That's what I've been doing. You double off from teaching to teaching to teaching to teaching. So if you are prostituting your energy, you are taking your energy, or somebody else is stealing your energy. You are connected to an energy vampire. He's sucking the life out of you, or she's sucking the life out of you. Why? It's not self-sustaining. You are religious. The word religious means you are relying upon someone or something outside of yourself. A toroidal energy is self-sustaining. It does not need anything outside of itself. The word contentment in the Bible, it says godliness plus contentment. The word contentment means, and again, don't believe me, I triple dare you to look it up. The word contentment means not needing outside assistance, toroidal. The word contentment, the Bible says godliness plus contentment. What is godliness? Godliness is understanding of the causality of morality. That's godliness. Godliness is not morality. Godliness is understanding what causes morality. What causes morality? God. For it is God who wills in you both to will and to do. Don't believe me? God says, I can make vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor. God says, does the potter, does the clay have the right to say to the potter, make me dust? In other words, you are the sum total of your atomic makeup. So what are you? You are atoms, looking at atoms. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but let's make sure that we are all on the same page. We are made up of trillions of atoms. That was Adam in the garden. You, the most powerful thing on the planet, is the atomic energy or the atomic bomb that's splitting atoms. That's what you are. So we are atoms. Examining atoms. So I'm made up of trillions of atoms, and I'm looking at atoms. And so we are atoms observing atoms. So as a scientist, as a spiritualologist, as a truthologist, as a metaphysician, I need to understand what is this self-sustaining system that I am. If I don't understand myself, how can I understand you? So the Taurus applies at the human level. Each person not only is a Taurus, our bodies are a continuous surface, our skin, that has a hole in it through the middle. That's called your crown chakra and your root chakra. Your crown chakra is at the top of your head. When a baby is born, the skull is not connected. Why? When a baby is born, everybody coming to this planet, there's a hole in the top of your head, and there's a hole in your butt called a rectum. Toroidal energy. You are a tortoise. You are like a single standing column of waveform duality or energy. But we are surrounded by a toroidal electromagnetic field. Each individual tortoise is distinctive according to size. There's a good friend of mine down in Houston, Texas, named Dr. Will Hawkins. He has a machine that measures, and he has a photograph that takes a picture of your aura or your energy field. So I went down to his house, you know, if your energy field, your aura is purple, you know, gold, you know, magnum, these are beautiful colors. That means you got a positive pH, you got a positive aura, you got a positive energy field. But if you got a bad attitude, if you're pissed off all the time, if you're angry, if bad things happen to you and you keep remembering, that means that you take yourselves back to that event. You ain't there, but your body goes there. Every time you remember a negative event, you take your Torah and you take your energy field and you rewrite it to that negative event. That's why remembering is so dangerous. Have you ever looked up the definition of the word mem? M-E-M-E. Re means return. Membership. Mem. That's what you're doing to your nervous system, your digestive system, your circulatory system, your skeletal system. You're taking it back and you put it inside of a, basically dumping it inside of chemical poop. So our molecules and our atoms and our subatomic atoms, each level of your life is an energy signature that is unique. Your personal energy signature is the sum total of all the trillions of energy signatures that make up you. Your energy signature, brothers and sisters, is unique. It is based upon your environment. First, you create your environment, then your environment creates you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I don't know if you understand what I'm just saying. So I'm looking around right now, and I created this environment that I'm in, freaking total chaos. My environment right now is chaos. Who created it? Who ordered it? Me. So now my environment is making me feel chaotic. Why do you think I'm doing the show on eternal life? Transforming confusion into nuclear fusion. That's what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to change my environment. How am I going to do it? I'm going to stand on my own two freaking feet. That's what I'm going to do. I'm disconnecting myself from everything and everyone that is not supporting me on an energetic, spiritual level. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about physical fitness. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about spiritual knowledge. I'm talking about increasing your spiritual knowledge. Because if you don't increase your spiritual knowledge, you don't increase your energy knowledge. That's how you expand consciously. That's how we connect with God. So my environment is dictating to me right now. My environment is saying, Will, you are a loser. My environment is saying, Will, you are an adulterer. My environment is saying, Will, you're a liar. You're a cheat. You're lazy. You're no good for nothing. You can't do it. That's what my environment is telling me because I created that environment. So I decided, you know what? I don't like this environment. Everybody I know tells me, my grandmother used to tell me this bullshit. If you make your bed, lie in it. Bull. If you make your bed and you don't like it, you better rearrange it. You better remake it. You better put some new covers on that bed. You, in fact, you might want to burn it down and start over. In other words, your energy signature today is different from what your energy signature was yesterday, last week, last month. You have the ability, my brothers and sisters, to change it. How? By make up in your mind, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. It varies based upon your diet. Your energy field changes. You go out and eat a bunch of bacon. What happens to your energy field? Bacon has no nutritional value to your body. It pulls down. It raises your acidic level. Now, if you are on the, if you're doing what I do, now I will eat it because I want my body to think that it's full, and I want my body to produce ketones because I want my body to melt the fat around my waistline. Why? I study to show myself approved unto God. So I know what the hell I'm doing. So when I eat bacon, I eat it for a purpose. Why? To remove fat. So my waistline dropped from 42 to 32 in 30 days. Well, what did I do? I got a system. Do you got a system? If you don't know what you're doing, again, whatever you don't understand, you cannot expect. Whatever you don't expect, you cannot manifest. So your diet, your sleep, the stress. Now, my acronym for fitness, frequent intense training. Nutrition, enthusiasm, stretching, and sleep. That spells the word fitness. You want to change your life? Try it out. It'll blow your cookies. Why? It changes your toxic environment. So that changes your frequency, your energy field. So your energy represents this field that surrounds your body. It's a pattern. The pattern that it oscillates in is called a torus. Now, that is called the morphic or the morphogenic field. Now, the morphogenic field in a healthy person is so powerful that it emits almost 200 volts of energy. In somebody that's depressed, it emits 5 volts of energy. So let me make sure you understand. You're either a 5, that means you're depressed, you're walking around, you know, you broke, busted, and disgusted, woe is me, something bad happened to you. Now, don't get me wrong. Something bad happens to you, you got to deal with it. I'm not telling you that you act like, you know, you walk around, somebody die in your family, and you act like, you know, you got, you know, no emotions. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a time. You give yourself that opportunity to grieve, feel sorry. Somebody did you wrong? Yeah, you should be pissed off. You should be angry. You should be upset. Nothing wrong with that. That's normal. But after a while, you want to move on. Because your body sends off this energy that goes out anywhere from 5 to 10 feet. Now, this pattern that goes out affects people that come into it. So when you meet somebody, their morphic field, if it's stronger than yours, overpower yours. There would be somebody, and you have a conversation with them, and that knucklehead is just, he just hogs the conversation. Nobody can get a word in. This dude or this gal just talks nonstop. Their energy field is overriding yours. Now, that's either positive or negative. What if they are an energy vampire? Then they're going to come in, and they're going to use their energy field and overpower yours. Now, I'm an expert of that. What does that mean? That means before I meet you, I've already overpowered you. You know who told me that? You know who taught me that? Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson said that he never walked into a ring before he won the fight. Where did Mike Tyson get it from? Ali. Where did Ali get it from? Joe Louis. All of the great boxers, anybody that, Bruce Lee never lost a fight. Never lost a fight. Why? Bruce Lee knew he won the fight because he defeated your energy before you got in the ring. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because you may run up against somebody like me and you're going to get mowed down and you don't know why. Because they understand that your energy, brothers, is your entity. Your entity is your emotion. What is emotion? What does the E stand for? E equals MC squared. Einstein said it best. Energy is equals mass slowed down to the speed of light. So what if you reverse engineer that? So if you take mass, you speed it up, it becomes energy. So energy is nothing but an entity. An entity is nothing but an emotion. Every emotion has a demonic demon attached to it. Every negative one, every positive one has a positive angelic angel attached to it. Now, I know you don't believe me because you haven't read the ancient text. Just read the Lesser Keys of Solomon or the Greater Keys of Solomon. It breaks it down for you. I don't recommend you reading it, but if you want to blow your cookies, go ahead. So this energy, brothers and sisters, where do you think you got it from? You think you just woke up one day and you decided you're going to be an energy? Now, you are the world's greatest quantum computer. Now, I don't know if you understand how quantum computers work. They're just not coming out with quantum computing. Mark my words, this is the new technology. Quantum computers get their information from other dimensions. Let me say that again in case you missed it. You are, as we speak right now, a quantum computer. You're the world's greatest quantum. How do you think they develop computers? How did Nikola Tesla do what he did? He reverse engineered you. Computers are reverse engineered human beings. How do computers work? Just like you. A computer gets a virus, what happens? Slows the computer down. You get a virus, what happened to you? A virus blocks the flow of the energy. A computer is made up of zeros and ones. What are you made up of? Positive and negative. Up, down, left, right. You are polarity. So you are a quantum energy computer processor. But you don't know that because nobody told you that. And you don't know that your electromagnetic field, which is your signature, is clear Christos energy, where we get the English word Christ, that comes from the Sanskrit word, nuclear energy. So you don't know that you are a nuclear individual. You don't know that you are new clay. You think you're old clay. So the energy that is sent to you is through intention. It's through the word of God. It's through frequency. The Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. So every day the word is sent. And you're supposed to receive this word through your spiritual antenna called your spinal cord. But there's a reptile sitting on top of your spinal cord that prohibits you. He manipulates the frequency unless you remove him. The Bible says no man can go into a man's house unless he first binds the strong man. Have you bound the strong man? Probably not. That's why you look at the triune brain. You have a reptilian brain. You have the neocortex brain. You have the paleocortex brain. You got three brains. Why is the first brain the reptile brain? Why do you have a reptile brain? Oh, man, I don't really know if you want to know that. I don't know if you want to know the answer to that question. So as we talked about before, your field, brothers and sisters, now this is so important because your field is activated by other people. That's called mass consciousness. 10 people negative, you positive. Their energy field, their morphic field overrides yours, and you feel real uncomfortable. You fight it. You try not to give into it, but you feel uncomfortable in that environment because their energy is different from yours. So either your energy must be strong enough to withstand and overpower theirs, or their energy is going to overpower you. So you have an energy signature. Now you got to get to know it. It's not believing it, it's knowing it. Because your energy field activates other people's energy field. Do you know if you meet a very, very religious person, they pull you up to their level? If you hang out with very, very wealthy people, they pull you up to their level. Now, this is called social norms in sociology. So there are hidden codes or hidden keys. And I talk about this all the time. I learned this at the FBI Academy. And so social norms and hidden codes, those are energies that are non-visible. Those are non-written laws. When you go to the hood, there are certain laws in the hood. If you violate those laws, you're going to pay a price, maybe with your life. If you go to prison, there are certain laws in prison that are non-written. One of those laws in prison is when you go to the yard, the rec yard, where all of the inmates go, certain inmates have claimed certain parts. All of the weights areas, usually by the Black Panthers, the African Americans. The Hispanics usually run the track. They run. Caucasians are doing either the tennis, they're doing darts and all that kind of stuff. So if you don't know that, you go to prison and you don't know that, and you're African American and you just want to run on the track. You don't know that the track is ran by the Mexican Mafia. So you violate a hidden code. You violate an unwritten, it's an energy that they put out, that anybody that violates that energy got to pay. But you don't know. That's what's happening to you right now. Right now, as I speak, there is a soul bond, B-O-N-D. That's what the Bible says. You can bind. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. That soul bond is so important for you to understand because you can't see it. You can't taste it. That's where we get this word soulmate. Because when you make contact with your soulmate, you making an energy contact. You know you can meet your soulmate energetically. You never meet them in person. So you want to put, and you want to make sure that you put, and you write your energy. Because who makes your energy? You do. How? With your thoughts. But we don't know that because we haven't been taught that. So as a mother or a father, you communicate with your children, right? And you speak to your children intuitively. But we don't know that our cells are affected by our energy more so than our words. So before a word come out of your mouth, your child has already been affected. I love to watch The Dog Whisperer. Anybody watch Cesar Millan, The Dog Whisperer? Man, I love that show because that proves exactly what I'm saying. Cesar Millan controls vicious dogs with energy. He called it calm, submissive. In the prison, they taught us firm, fair, consistent. If you don't do that in the prison, you'll die. I run my house. Everything I do in my entire life is based upon those three words, firm, fair, consistent. You must be firm. You must be fair. You must be consistent. In the prison, that'll keep you alive. In real life, that would make your life prosperous because why? Your energy field is stable. You're not double-minded. You're not sending out two different types of frequencies. So your job, my brothers and sisters, is to make a decision. What type of a relationship, what type of an energy field did I want to establish? So your soul is already having a relationship in the field with other people who are on that same energy level as you. You have already bonded with them. You don't know it, but you have. So if you got a poverty mentality, why do most African-Americans stick together, most Caucasians stick together, most Hispanics, and, why is there a little Asia town in San Antonio? Why is there a little Chinatown in San Antonio? Why is there a little Vietnamese? You can go to a certain part of every culture and they have carved out a little niche in that city for their culture. Why is there a little blank in every culture, but you can never find a little African American culture because we don't have one? Go to any part of part of town and try to find the black part of town. Now, you can find a poor part of town where most blacks live, but there's no culture there. There's no blacks don't have history. There's no historical relevance. There is no infrastructure. Can you find a black-owned electrical company? Can you find a black-owned gas and oil or potential, or, you know, petroleum? Now, you can find us in entertainment, and you can find us in athletics. You can find us in music. But I'm talking about, can you find a black-owned grocery store that controls all systems of distribution? They control, they own the land. They ain't written it. They own the seeds that they put in the ground. They own the water that they put on the seeds. They own the machine that can you find one in anywhere on any planet, one African-American owned system? Because there's no energy. There is no understanding of systems. Now, let's flip the script. This isn't about race. This is about understanding your energy. Caucasians understand systems, how to make systems work. This isn't about race. Because black folks back in Africa, they had systems. We just lost the connection. And those systems wasn't passed down. That's energy. Energy, brothers and sisters, is understanding how the universe works. This is universal law. So your cell membrane is the intelligence of the cell. Your cell is a part of a system that sends and receives signals into the field, and it forms your DNA. You can reprogram your DNA. You can reprogram your energy. You can reprogram your signal. You can rebroadcast a new signal to the universe any time you want. This was scientifically proven in 1985. So your cells is crystal-like energy. You are a semiconductor. Change your frequency today, brother. Change your frequency today, sister. How? The Bible tells you, think on these things. Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are righteous. Think, brothers, think, sisters, on the things that you want to create. If your energy is off, if you're walking around and every day you're pissed off, you're sending off that vibe. And nobody want to hang around with you because you bring everybody else's vibe down. There is a new understanding of the cells, brothers and sisters, that is what I'm talking about in my 7 p.m. show. Cells are not read-only computers anymore. They've never been. Science has it wrong. See, the old belief system believed that the cell nucleus was read-only. But the membrane is outside of the cell. So the cell is actually a liquid quartz crystal semiconductor. That's why you must understand. So scientists did a study. The cell reads the environment, and it programs its DNA according to the environment based on a scientific study done in 1985. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. It has been scientifically proven. If you put cells in a Petri dish, you put healthy cells in a Petri dish and you surround them with cancer cells, the healthy cells lose their energy. They become sick and they die. Scientifically proven. The environment affects the cell. What environment are you in, brother? What environment are you in, sister? You create the environment. Don't like it, change it. The Petri dish cells die. But if you put a cancer cell, and you put it in rich environment, you put it in a cell that is producing more oxygen. Do you know that disease cannot exist in oxygen? Scientifically proven. No disease can exist in pure oxygen. Why do you think Michael Jackson slept in an oxygen tank? It's scientifically proven. I have it inside of my book, Theocentric Nutrition. Disease cannot exist in an alkaline body. So why do you think I do watermelon flush every 2-3 months? I flush out all of the acidic and the acid out of my body. Why? Scientifically proven. Disease cannot exist in a body that has a pH balance that is higher than 7.5. That is why everything you eat produces acid in your body. Because they want you sick. They want your energy level low. So are you going to allow them? Or are you going to study to show yourself approved so that you can understand that the disease is a reflection of its environment that you live in? And since the disease changes the environment, then the environment changes the disease. Disease is a reflection of the environment that you live in, or the environment that you perceive you live in. Do you know that you can change your disease based on your perception, based on your belief system? It doesn't have to be real. If you believe you're sick, you will be sick. If you believe you're healed or healthy, you will be healthy. You can rewrite your own hard drive, brothers. You can rewrite your own hard drive, sisters, by rearranging your own thoughts. You can send out a new signal to enlighten your body that, hey, fellas, you are the CEO of You Incorporated. You are the CEO of your body. You tell your 1 trillion blood cells, hey, cells, today we're going to be happy. I don't know what y'all are doing, what y'all did yesterday, but today we're going to be happy today. Today we're going to be healthy. Today we're going to go out, we're going to get some sunshine. Today we're going to hit the gym. Today we're going to drink some water. We're going to drink some, you know, we're going to eat something healthy. We're going to eat a salad today. Today we're going to live healthy. Today we're going to think positive thoughts. Today we're going to get into the Word. Today we're going to listen to some worship music. Today we're going to go and help an old lady across the street. Today we're going to do something that benefits somebody else more than it benefits us. Today is going to be a good day. Guess what the cell is going to do? They're going to rearrange themselves and they're going to line up, because you are the CEO of You Incorporated. The heart is the most intelligent organ in the body. It responds to the environment before the brain. Your heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. Get your heart right, your head will follow. My brothers and my sisters, please join me tonight, 7 p.m. Again, today's offer. Anybody listening to today's show that does not have my book, Toronto Energy, you need this book. Today only, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Make a $20 donation. This book that normally sells for $200, I will send you the download copy. If you want the hard copy, it's $30. $20 for the book, $10 for shipping. Download, $20. Available today only. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $20 donation. I'll send you out the book, The Toronto Energy Field, that breaks down how you are a Taurus energy field and how you can change it, so that when you are vibrating and your energy signature is the one that God gave you, not the one that man gave you. So join me tonight at 7 p.m. as we continue our series, again, The Metaphysics of Eternal Life. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May Sam bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, they dream.